Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My name's Eric and I'm 18 years old.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
5 months ago, the situation was not good due to the pandemic in the city. That's why I used to stay at home. In the morning, I used to join the school's classes online. Sometimes I used to call friends at home and play video games with them. And sometimes in the evening, I used to chat in video call with strangers on Omegle. One evening, I was talking to a man on a video call. He was around 50 years old. I said, "Hey, uncle, how are you?" He said, "I'm fine, how are you?" I asked, "Are you feeling bad?" He told me, "This pandemic has really affected me. Seems I might die now because there's no cure for this disease yet." I said, "I don't think so. Go to a private hospital in the city and get your treatment done. You might get some relief." "Yeah, you're right. I'll go now. Bye." I said, "Bye, take care. Call disconnected." Then I closed my laptop. After some time, my friend Sam also came to see me. I took out some cold drinks from the refrigerator and took out some popcorn. We were both playing video games. After a while, Sam's head started to ache. "I'm getting a headache from these video games. Let's stop now, man. We'll play again later sometime." Then his health deteriorated even further. I asked, "Sam, what happened to you?" "I'm not feeling well. I should go home now." He left my house. After 15 minutes, I called him. I asked, "How do you feel now, Sam?" He was coughing a lot. He said, "I'm not feeling well. So I came to the hospital to have a checkup." I said, "Which hospital, Sam?" He said, "There's a small private hospital behind my house. It's newly opened. I'm there. I'll talk to you later." After saying that, he disconnected the call. I called Sam again at night, but he wasn't picking up the call. I thought he might have fallen asleep. The next day I was doing Time Pass using the Omegle app in the afternoon. There were suggestions of video chatting from different people in it. Sometimes a boy, girl, man, etc. were seen. I was skipping everyone. Then I saw a doctor on a video call. He had a stethoscope. He wore a white coat. There was a light on his forehead as if he was doing an operation. He waved his hand and said, "Hi." I said, "Hey, doctor." There was a surgical piece of equipment in his hand. I asked him, "Are you engaging in surgery?" "No, I'm doing my experiment." "Experiment? What type of experiment?" "Yeah, in this pandemic, I'm researching for a new treatment to cure this disease. That's why it's necessary to do experiments to achieve success." "Oh, okay, doc. That's great. All the best." Then I heard a man scream from the side. "What was that, doc?" "My patients. You want to see? I said, yeah, sure, Doc. Then he showed me the room. I was shocked. It was a huge room. There were so many medicines, injections, and machines there. It was really messy and strange. I hadn't seen anything like this. Then, I saw the same man, the uncle from who I had spoken to on Omegle a day earlier. The man was there on the bed and was moaning. Both his hands were tied with chains as if he had been held captive. He was shouting and saying, "Save me! This devil doctor will kill us!" That doctor was laughing like a devil. He was a monster in the form of a doctor. Then the doctor took some vaccines and medicines and put it in this man's mouth and injected 5 vaccines into his body. Then the doctor took a bottle. It was filled with liquid. I didn't know what that was. Then the doctor held a knife and made incisions on the hands and legs of that man. Then the doctor dropped some liquid from that bottle. The man was screaming. He was in pain. Doctor said to the man, "Don't make noise, just shut up. I don't even like this. I'll be treating you. I said shut up." Then the doctor put that liquid in his mouth, and I saw smoke coming from his mouth. It must have been a strong chemical. Then, he didn't scream again, because he was dead. I was so panicked. It was horrible. I didn't know about the place. I wanted to help him, but I didn't know where or how to do that. Then the doctor went to the next patient. He was standing before his face, so I wasn't able to see him. He was also tied with chains. Then the doctor put some tablets in his mouth, and as he moved from there to make incisions in his body, I saw his face. It was Sam, my friend Sam. That doctor did the same thing to Sam. Sam was in so much pain, he was screaming. Sam was moving everywhere, flailing his hands and feet, trying to kick the doctor. Then the doctor thrust a knife into his thigh and said, "Now you won't be able to kick me." Sam shouted in pain. There was a total of 5 patients, including that man, the uncle, and Sam. That doctor was hurting everyone step by step. There was blood, pain, and screams. I was very panicked. Then I remembered that Sam told me about a hospital near his house, where he went for a checkup yesterday. Maybe it was the same place where the devil doctor is doing his experiments. Then I called the cops and explained everything. Within 20 minutes, I was there at the hospital, and the cops were already there. They arrested that doctor. They freed the patients and took away the dead body of that man. I went over to Sam. He was not well, and I took him to another hospital for treatment. That doctor was a psychopath. He was manufacturing new vaccines and medicines and experimenting on living human beings with these things. He was harming people very badly. He was harming and killing people. Needless to say, it was a horrible and painful meeting on Omegle. But because of Omegle, I was successful in saving the lives of my friend and those patients, except for that uncle.
My name is Nancy, and I'm 19 years old. 10 days ago, it was about 7 o'clock, I was chatting on Omegle on my laptop. I used to have conversations with some of my common friends on Omegle. One night, I was chatting with a friend named Joseph. I've chatted many times before. Then I started getting repeated message notifications from a stranger. "Hi. Hello." I read them and ignored them. The stranger then sent messages again. "Hey, reply please. My name is Lily." I thought she was a female, so I replied, "Hi. How are you? Don't think me wrong, I just wanted to connect with someone." "I'm good. Well, it's fine. Can I call you? Audio call?" Okay. I thought it was normal to talk on a call with an unknown lady. So she called me. I put on my earphones and received the call. "I hope you're okay with an audio call." "Yeah, no problem." "So Nancy, what do you do?" "I'm a college student." "Where do you live?" "Why should I tell you that?" "I live in the urban state, street number 4. See, I'm telling you about my address, and I haven't any problem." "But I didn't ask you for it. Why didn't you tell me your address?" Then I heard the sound of a door knocking from her side, and she just panicked. "You will know it soon. My husband just came home. I'll talk to you later. Bye." She disconnected the call. I didn't get her meaning of, "You will know it soon." The next day, she again sent me a text of, "Hello." She started a video chat, I didn't join it. She sent a text. Hey, please receive. I feel sad and want to talk. She again started the video chat. This time I joined. She was a lady of age 28 to 30 years old, in messy hair and dark circles under her eyes. She was quite upset and sad, but she lightly smiled at me. I asked, Hey, what happened? Why are you so upset? I'm missing someone. I want to be normal. That's why I'm using Omegle to set my mind at ease. Who are you missing? Are you alone at home? Who is in your family? Right now I'm alone, but my husband is about to come home. She didn't reply to me when I asked who she was missing. You didn't tell me who you were missing. She started crying. I'm missing my happiness. What do you mean by that? I got nervous. It seemed very strange to me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Her expressions were serious. Her eyes were blinking a little. Okay, bye. Talk to you later. The door of her house was knocking.
No, wait, just a minute. Please, don't go. Just be there.
After this, she got up and left, but she did not disconnect the video call. I could hear her husband's voice. He was shouting angrily and saying,
Stupid woman! Why did you take so long to open the door? What were you doing?
Nothing. As soon as you rang the bell, I came to open the door.
Her husband slapped her and said,
If it took so long like yesterday, I'll shoot you.
Then her husband shouted again loudly.
Bitch, why is this laptop opened? You used my laptop. How dare you?
Saying this, he came in front of the laptop camera. He held his wife by the hair. He was pulling it. He was hurting her. He looked at me and said,
Good. You were talking with her. Now look at the result.
Saying this, he grabbed his wife by the hair and hit her head on the table. She was hurt on her head. She was screaming. The man was very cruel. I told him, You stone-hearted devil, what are you doing? Leave her alone. Then her husband disconnected the call. He was beating her. I was so scared, it was horrible. I closed my laptop and I called the cops and told them everything and gave them her address. The next day, I saw the news in the newspaper. The cops arrested her husband. She told the cops that he was mentally disturbed. Maybe he didn't like her, so it was his routine to torture her like this. Now I understand everything. She wanted me to help her. That's why she connected with me on Omegle and sent me her address. I was happy to help her. I saved her. But it was a horrible connection on Omegle. I can't forget it ever.
My name is Smiley. 2 months ago, my parents went to a function on the weekend. I was alone at home. That's why I called my cousin Eva and asked her to stay at my house for 2 days. She agreed. On Saturday evening, my cousin came to my house. She brought her laptop with her. We had dinner and sat on the bed. I was using my phone and Eva was using her laptop. She was chatting and laughing with someone. I was watching her. Then I got up and went to her. She was chatting with a boy. I asked her, What is this app and who is this boy? She said, This is Omegle, and here you can chat, call, and video call with strangers on this app. I said, Interesting. Let me have the laptop for a while. I wanted to use Omegle. I started getting suggestions from many people on how to chat there. There was a suggestion from a boy named Harry on it. I'd like to see that. I clicked on it and sent a message. Hi. He immediately replied.
Hey, miss, how are you? I do a job at an IT company. And what do you do?
I said, I work in a mobile company and I'm also studying.
He said, Interesting. You're multi-talented.
I replied with a smiling emoji.
My intuition is saying that you are pretty.
Again, I sent blushing emojis.
So, can I request for a video call to prove myself right? I liked his way of talking. I was a little attracted to him.
Yes, you can.
He started a video call. I joined it. He did not show his full face in the video call. Only his face was visible up to his lips. His clothes were showing. At first, I showed my full face, but after a few seconds, I also lowered the screen slightly. I asked,
"Why are you hiding?"
"You are really beautiful, but I'm not. That's why I'm ashamed."
I laughed. He asked,
"Who is at your house?"
I said, "My parents. But at the moment, I'm alone." I did not tell him about my cousin.
"Okay, I'll disconnect the call for 2 minutes and send you something. Just check it out. You will enjoy it, okay?"
"Okay."
And he disconnected the call. He sent me a link. I clicked on it. It was only showing a loading circle, but nothing was open. I sent a message to Harry.
"Hey, nothing is showing here."
He did not reply. I sent the message again.
"Are you there?"
Again, no reply. I gave the laptop to Eva. 15 minutes later, the doorbell rang. I got up from the bed and headed to the main door. Then the doorbell started ringing again and again. I said to Eva,
"Who the hell is there?"
She came with me. Whoever was at the door knocked on the door again and again. We both panicked. I told Eva to go to the room and get the phone. She went to the room. Then a loud sound of a man started coming from outside.
"Open the door! Open the door!"
I was very scared. Then the man started breaking the window on the door, and I went to Eva. She quickly called the cops. Then she quickly picked up a big stick. The man was trying to get through the window. She stabbed him several times on his hands and on his head with the stick. He was injured and fell unconscious there. In the meantime, the cops got there. We both went outside of the house. It was Harry. I recognized him by his clothes. I told the whole story of Omegle to the cops. The cops said,
"Show me the link that this man sent you."
I brought the laptop and showed the link to the cop. He told me,
"This is a fake link, from which your location can be searched. Harry hacked your location through this link and reached your house."
The cops then arrested him. I was shocked. I was lucky that nothing bad had happened to me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If Eva had not been with me, something might have gone awry.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.